Thank you for joining us for this edition of Family Talk. I'm Lou Ann Crane, here with best-selling author and psychologist, our host, Dr. James Dobson. Doctor, today's program is designed to very specifically bring some relief and advice to the women in our audience. But you and I both know the men in their lives will certainly benefit from what we're about to hear as well.
They may appreciate it even more. I don't know. But the hormonal swings that women experience during the childbearing years tend to affect everyone.
That's an understatement.
Every member of the family. And they can be a huge problem. Doctors say that as many as 55 million American women suffer from PMS. And 30% of these women call their symptoms severe. Mm-hmm. So that means that there are many, many people in our listening audience who are suffering from hormonal variations. And we've invited a physician to be with us and an author who happens to be a woman to shed some light on this complex topic. And first, I'd like to welcome back to our studio my great friend and a member of the Family Talk Board of Directors, Dr. Roy Stringfellow. He's been our guest several times since we went on the air in 2010. And he is a board-certified OBGYN who has been in private practice here in Colorado Springs since 1978, I believe.
That's correct.
You're an old dude.
An old gray-haired guy.
Dr. Stringfellow also serves as an associate clinical professor at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, and he and his wife Carolyn, who is sitting at the table here but doesn't have a microphone in front of her, have been married for nearly 35 years, and they have two grown children and two grandchildren. And we're welcoming also Mrs. Lorraine Pintus to be with us today. Lorraine and I have been on the radio together before, and Lorraine, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
You have had a distinguished career in the corporate world. That was before leaving it all behind to become a full-time mom. And since then, you've written a number of books and spoken at dozens of women's conferences and retreats. Lorraine and her husband, Peter, have two daughters. Lorraine's latest book, and the one we're going to talk about today, is a topic that I more or less introduced before, but the title of it is Jump Off the Hormone Swing. The subtitle is Fly Through the Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Symptoms of PMS and Perimenopause. Dr. Stringfellow, you wrote the foreword to this book and helped with some of the medical content of it. Just candidly, tell us what you think of this book.
I think it's a great book, and I think it's above and beyond most other books on the subject for a number of reasons. Lorraine has really good advice on how to deal with the physical concerns and also the emotional concerns, but more than that, also the spiritual concerns, mm-hmm. because I think there's a lot of that involved as well.
Well, you heard our introduction. How big a problem is PMS in this culture and in families?
I think it's a huge problem. It's a condition that really revolves around the very dramatic hormone shifts that are normal for a lady to go through. 80 to 90% of women at least some point in a reproductive life will experience PMS. There's a multiplicity of symptoms involved. It does have a huge impact not only on her emotionally, but also on everyone around her.
Yeah. Lorraine, I assume that this book is somewhat autobiographical.
Very much so.
Talking about yourself.
Yeah, I'm talking about myself, but I also surveyed 1,500 women and included many of their stories in the book, as well as some of the wisdom that they offer.
I did the first radio program on this subject in 1981. And we've come back to it because there's so many people out there that need the information that we're talking about. And, of course, the medical side has changed in that period of time. But I have on occasions received a stack 8 or 10 inches high from women saying, help me, this is me. Can you refer me to somebody? Roy, define PMS for us.
Well, it's a very complex condition, and it is related to the tremendous hormone swings. A lot of different symptoms come to the surface. The key is that these symptoms, these changes occur in the time immediately before the start of the period, usually within 5 to 10 days. If it's lasting the whole period, it's not PMS. The symptoms are legion, depression, anxiety, and tension. Feeling unreasonable anger, irritability. Ladies feel overwhelmed, out of control. Fatigue can be a major problem. They can have difficulty concentrating. They have food cravings. There are times I can remember
chocolate.
I wouldn't stand between my wife and a chocolate candy bar. Insomnia are on the other end. Some people just are drowsy and sleep way too much during that time. And then they have physical concerns such as breast tenderness, headaches, swelling, joint or muscle pain, cramps. So there's just a multiplicity of things concerned. Fortunately, frankly, no lady has all of these, but almost every lady has at least.
That's why I wrote the book.
There are exceptions to the rule. But it really does impact everyone tremendously. Also, we need to define the perimenopause, which is similar but a bit different. The perimenopause occurs as a lady approaches the time in life when her periods are going to stop, when she's getting ready to go into the menopause. Usually that occurs in the late 40s to early 50s, and they will have symptoms of the menopause which kind of mirrors some of the PMS concerns. They'll become irritable, they'll become emotional. Very often they'll have hot flashes, which normally is not seen in PMS. And it'll tend to wax and wane. And that's another concern that I think Lorraine addressed very well in this book.
Depression and crying are tip-offs, aren't they? Severe depression, which can be caused by many different things. That's one of the things that makes it confusing, I think, for women, because there are many other disorders and diseases that cause those symptoms that you talked about.
That's exactly right. And the key is a very distinct relationship to the period, beginning a week or so before, kind of elevating until the time of the menses beginning, and then usually there'll be a dramatic relief. And if somebody says they have symptoms throughout the month, it's probably a separate concern.
Yeah.
The other side of this coin is the fact that ladies can have problems with depression throughout the month, but it's during the premenstrual time that really becomes severe, even potentially suicidal.
So the key is to watch the calendar.
That's exactly right.
And see if there's a repeating pattern here that occurs. What was your experience like, Lorraine? You laughed about it a minute ago, but you had a pretty tough time, didn't you?
Well, you know, Dr. Dobson, when it comes to hormones, you either have to laugh or cry, and I think laughing is better. So yes, I did learn to laugh, but I struggled with PMS for pretty severe PMS for 28 years. The reason I didn't quite understand what was going on is that even though my symptoms were like many that Dr. Stringfellow just described, and they were predictable and they were reoccurring and they were tied to my menstrual cycle, the problem was it didn't happen every month. The really bad times came like every fourth month or every fifth month. And so I didn't quite figure out what was going on until I really started tracking it and monitoring it. And actually, it was my husband who saw it. He could always predict when I was about ready to start my cycle because
of
my
emotions. But did it offend you when he would say to you, well, it's just PMS.
Well, we learned. He used to think that PMS meant pack my suitcase. because a man kind of wants to get out of the house at that time of the month. But really, we learned some amazing coping strategies as husband and wife. And also, I was in the corporate world. I was in a Fortune 250 company working with primarily men in a high testosterone environment. So if I was going to succeed, I had to mask my estrogen issues. And, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. But you know what the biggest thing was for me? It wasn't the headaches or the bloating or those physical things. It wasn't even the emotional things, the moodiness. It was the feeling that I was failing God. Because I love God. I wanted so passionately to serve Him. And yet several days out of the month, I felt like He must hate me because I was such a terrible, miserable person.
Isn't that interesting? Because it had nothing to do with your relationship with the Lord.
No,
and
it,
yet
and it
there's
had
a
to do
self-doubt associated with it.
That's right.
Low self-esteem is often one of the characteristics.
Yeah. Well, in this book, the Lord led me to divide it into three parts: P for physical symptoms, M for mental and mood symptoms, and S for spiritual symptoms. And the S part, the spiritual symptoms, that's what nobody talks about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a woman to understand that during these times, your relationship with God can be affected, as well as how you see yourself as a woman. And so I define the spiritual symptoms as those symptoms that are predictable and reoccurring and directly tied to the onset of your menstrual cycle that cause you to doubt your beliefs in God or even your identity in yourself.
Did you learn to take those feelings to the Lord and get reassurance from Him, or was it just something you had to live through?
You know, here's the most amazing thing, and it as you ask that question, it takes me back to a certain moment in time. I was sitting in my closet floor. I had horrible PMS, and I was crying. Every part of my body hurt, and I felt like I couldn't do anything. And I was crying in my closet, and I was saying, "Help me, God." And I felt this evil presence in the room, and there was a pair of nylons hanging over the clothes hamper, and a voice came into my head and said, "Why don't you just kill yourself? This world would be better without you. They don't need you. You're a terrible person. You can't do anything right." And so I just cried out. I said, "God, help me," because I knew this was a spiritual battle. Yes, it was a physical battle, but this was a spiritual battle as well. And I cried out, and it's like His presence just came, and it filled that room. And he gave me peace, and He said, "Lorraine, I'm going to get you through this. I'm going to get you through it one day at a time, but I want you to learn to depend upon Me."
Mm. Yeah, you know, there is a little statement that I have spoken about many times, and I think it's very relevant here. It is this. You think of a triangle, and the mind and the body and the spirit are the three corners of the triangle, and they are very close neighbors, and one usually catches the ills of the other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're physically ill, you do feel like God has allowed this to happen. Why would He do this to me? He must hate me. Or if you're physically ill, then it becomes an emotional problem. You're depressed over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you start with depression, and the next thing you know, you've got a physical illness, an ulcer or some kind of physical problem. And then that interferes with your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And if you are away from the Lord, the other two also become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to understand we are complex individuals, and you can't really separate any one of those three dimensions from the other two.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned low self-esteem. When you say that you felt that God didn't approve of you, did you also feel like a bad mother?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did
I heard that one.
You often feel like not very, a very good wife?
Yes. And
yeah,
incapable,
those are all
incompetent.
Together.
But you know what? 3 days later, After my period had started, I was back on top of the world. And there's a reason for that. Because right before the start of my period, estrogen and progesterone are at their lowest points.
Yes.
And I nicknamed estrogen, estrogen energy. So that means my energy is at its lowest point. And I nicknamed progesterone, progesterone peace, because progesterone gives us a sense of well-being. Mm-hmm. When that's low, then we are most vulnerable for attacks, spiritual attack. We're open to that. And one of the things that I've seen over and over, because I travel all around the world speaking to women about other subjects, is that women that God is using, that have a mission and a passion and a vision, often suffer with severe PMS symptoms. Yeah. And I was trying to figure out, what is the link here? And the link is that we don't always understand there is a spiritual attack that can come in at that point and how to battle it.
Roy, you hear these descriptions all the time in your office, don't you?
I really do. And the one complaint I have so many ladies voice is, this is not me. When this is happening, it's like someone else, and it's very disturbing. It's like the dark side.
Mm-hmm. And there's a disassociation there.
Well, there really is, and it's very unnerving to a patient to realize that sometimes she is out of control. She says things, she does things, she thinks things that she normally would not, and that's a very tough thing for her. And quite honestly, probably one of the best treatments, and especially husbands should listen to this, is to listen. Okay, when the lady is really having a tough time, she needs to voice it, and she doesn't want somebody to try to fix it. She wants somebody to communicate, and it is so incredibly important. As a physician, we have to do that, and our time is precious, and it's hard sometimes to sit and listen for an extended period of time. But we need to do that.
Yeah. Well, and that's something they can do. Dr. Stringfellow, I'm sitting here. You study it from a medical aspect. Lorraine, you lived it as the woman. And my heart goes out to these poor husbands going, I don't study it and I don't live it. I am completely lost. But basically all you're saying is, please just listen. They don't have to understand it. They don't even have to experience
it. To solve it, and you get your ears pinned back, because that's not what a woman wants to
hear.
That's
right. We don't want it solved. We just want a little bit of understanding and tenderness. Mm-hmm. One of my issues was that my PMS only lasted for 3 or 4 days. And as we're talking about this, I don't want to ever give the impression that women are incapable, that they can't work, that they're crying all the time. That's not true. We learn coping skills to deal with these things. But what my issue was is that I was bad for those 3 or 4 days, but then by the time I was ready to make a doctor's appointment, my estrogen has kicked back in. I'm on top of the world. I'll manage your company. I'll run your household. You know, why go to a doctor? I'm feeling great again. Mm. So it's a very cyclical thing, and we really have to distinguish this from other illnesses or symptoms. It is so directly tied to the onset of menses and the rise and fall of your estrogen and progesterone.
You describe something you call acts in a play.
Mm-hmm.
Describe them. There's a lot of good stuff in this book, very practical stuff.
Well, it's called The Drama of Menses. And see, I'm not a learned scholar like Dr. Stringfellow. So when I hear a medical phrase or even the terms estrogen and progesterone, I would just sort of like blur out and not understand it. But when I made estrogen and progesterone with certain characters and qualities, I began to understand my cycle. So I called estrogen, I call her estrogen energy, because she's what gives us our curves and makes us feminine. And she storms on the stage during the first week of the drama. So she gets you all rallied up, you're excited, she's in your brain, your ovaries, you can take charge of the world in that first and that second week. Then you ovulate, and in order for estrogen not to get out of control, progesterone enters onto the scene right after you ovulate. And now you have a new leading lady on the stage. And sometimes the two leading ladies can sort of be vying for who's in charge. And that's where some of the tension can come in that last part of the cycle, and particularly the last week before your cycle, when both levels all of a sudden fall off and sort of exit the stage.
Mm. Mm.
But on my website, I have cartoon characters of the hormones to help you understand them better. Because once I personified them, I understood this drama that was taking place in my body every month.
Lorraine, a very special moment for me occurred right before we began this broadcast. Because you got big tears in your eyes. And you were talking about the spiritual dimension to this. And you were saying to me, I hope we get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that means a lot to you.
It
That's where you
begin
to find that the Lord cared about you, yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah. This sounds crazy to say, but God actually brought me to the place where I thanked Him for my PMS. Because PMS made me a better wife, a better mom, a better Christian, because I couldn't do life myself during those days. I was forced to get on my knees and rely on heavenly power. And over and over and over again, I watched the power of the living God, when I was flat on my face, pick me up. And one of the messages I want women to get is I don't want them to be deceived about the spiritual battle associated with PMS and perimenopause, and I want to give them tools about how to fight that battle so they are not hindered in the calling that God has for them.
You started out asking the Lord to relieve you of this problem,
yeah,
didn't you?
I did.
To
I said,
heal
take it
you
away.
From it.
It was like now Paul. You
thank Him for
yeah.
it.
It was like Paul and the thorn. Remember, Paul asked for that thorn to be relieved 3 times? I did the same thing with my PMS. I said, God, take it away, take it away. And I did it 3 times, just like Paul. And his answer was no, His grace is sufficient.
Roy, going back to the Garden of Eden, this—
I'm not that old.
I hope you know something about it. This decision by the Creator to give childbirth to women is a blessing, but it's also called the curse. Can you bring those together?
Well, yeah, I can. And the good Lord knew what He was doing. The average guy would have about 2 menstrual periods and be calling Dr. Kevorkian. we're just not cut out for this. Ladies go through these cycles, and I really think every lady has an inner strength that's just hard for men to understand sometimes. And when they go through the PMS, that can take away their strength and can make them really feel weak and vulnerable. That's why I think this book really ought to be required reading for the men as well. Mm. Because if nothing else, it'll help them to understand what their wives or their daughters are facing with this type of a scenario.
It takes a pretty mature guy to be jumped on for something that's not his fault and to show love in return. One of the things I've said to men is that when your wife is in PMS, you need to be the parent in the relationship. You know, in any relationship, you can't afford to have 2 angry, vindictive people, one of them acting a little more like an adolescent than the other. Mm-hmm. And one has to be mature enough to be above that and to return kindness for anger and to avoid descending into that same emotional quagmire. Because if you do, you're both going to suffer. I think everybody can realize that. Lorraine, let me ask you, do you personally view childbirth and the pain associated with it as a curse?
Oh, no. And I think where they get that idea is because back in the time of Genesis, when God issued the consequences, not the curse, the consequences for the fall, for her disobedience, one of them was that she will have pain in thy conception. And conception is everything about having babies. It's PMS, it's perimenopause, it's everything about that. And hers was a consequence, not a curse.
Yeah, I like that because otherwise we're kind of accusing God of playing a joke on women. Well, I'll show them. You know, you make a mistake, I'll show you. But that's really not what's going on there.
No, God is so gracious to us. He gives us chances over and over again to be forgiving. And really, that's the whole thing that I see in the beginning is Eve was forgiven. She was forgiven, and we are daughters of her, and we are forgiven.
How in the world, Luann, do we stop this program? Because people are hanging on every word, and we're just going to have to come back to it next time.
We sure will. There's lots more information and even some stories. We would love to hear from you, Lorraine.
There is so much here, Luann, to help women who are struggling with these issues.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank both of our guests for being with us today, and we do hope that you'll be able to join us next time when we'll cover some of the solutions for dealing with these hormonal problems. Dr. Stringfellow, thanks for lending your medical expertise to this broadcast and to this book, the book that Lorraine has written. Again, the title is Jump Off the Hormone Swing, Fly Through the Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Symptoms of PMS and Perimenopause. Lorraine, thank you for writing this incredibly helpful book, and we'll discuss more of it tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll be happy to be back.
All right. And that is available at familytalk.org, where you can also catch the rest of our discussion if you can't join us tomorrow on your favorite Christian radio station. If you prefer to call us to get a copy of Lorraine's book, Jump Off the Hormone Swing, or to even get a CD copy of this broadcast, the phone number, 877-732-6825. When you're on the line, would you ask about how you could become a monthly giver to the work of Family Talk? Those of you who support us regularly really make it possible for us to continue to stay on the air. I assure you we're putting those funds to good use with brand new resources and lots of broadcasts to help you and your family. Again, that number, 877-732-6825. Of course, you can also give at familytalk.org. Thanks so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time right here on Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson.